Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications and Managing Editor of the award-winning Trident Magazine. We are now heavily into stay-at-home orders and months and days in. Nobody knows what day it is anymore, right? And we are trying at TriDelta to make sure that we are bringing sort of the best and most relevant content to our members. And one of the ways we're doing that is through this 3 for You podcast series, talking to some TriDelta sisters who have really great perspectives on a lot of different topics and asking them for their 3 best tips or ideas to help us get through whatever we're getting through right now. So if you're a working mom, you know the enormous burden that you're carrying right now. Working from home, having daycare or school at home, it's just a lot. And we recently celebrated Mother's Day, and never have moms needed to be celebrated more than now. We are caregivers and coaches and teachers and chefs and coworkers and bosses and chauffeurs and just sometimes even referee. That happens a lot in my house because I have 2 boys. We're learning new routines and new habits and new approaches to everything that we have to do in our lives. And so we also need to be, I think, probably working harder to take care of ourselves during this time with all this new stress on us. So joining us today with a powerful and practical message for moms out there is Allison Peschel. And Allison is an alumni of our Delta Epsilon chapter at Millikan University. She has served TriDelta in a number of roles, including as a chapter development consultant, recruitment specialist, and a member of the Leadership Development Committee. Professionally, Allison is a director of client service at JB Training Solutions, which is a training and development company that builds stronger leaders, clearer communicators, and respected managers. She recently wrote a post for her company website titled, "You're Doing Great, Thoughts from a Parent Juggling Work and Childcare," which was the inspiration for us to have her join us today on the podcast. And we will link that post in the podcast section so people can go there and read it. But Allison, welcome. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Thank you, Mindy. And I feel in great company chatting today with another fellow full-time working mom trying to do it all.
So yes. Never have we juggled so much, right?
Exactly.
So I guess I should start off with, you're doing great. We're all doing great, right?
Yes.
I loved your focus in the article about that. And I really want to get into so many different topics today. First, why don't you tell us just what prompted you to write the article and sort of start talking about this topic publicly?
Yes. So I was tasked with writing an article about the importance of coaching in the workplace. So for managers, how are you coaching your team from afar? And when I thought about what that looks like for me and where my coaches are these days, I am often coached from afar by some dear TriDelta friends and sisters of mine who we all share daily updates through a thread on GroupMe. And like many of the parents out there who are working with kids at home, you know, I too am working at home full time with my husband and our 3-year-old daughter. We have a baby coming in August. The focus of these chats with friends virtually has absolutely almost entirely been centered around, so how are you surviving today? Tell me all of your tricks. Like, surely there's some solution to make all of this perfect. So it was one of those threads in our GroupMe, and we were coming up on Mother's Day weekend. And one of my friends in this GroupMe chat shared a funny quote from Brené Brown. And Brené had said, "I'm not sure about you, but this is my first effing global pandemic." And I just had to stop and laugh because we need that reminder of none of us have ever done this before, certainly.
Right.
And in conjunction with sharing that quote, my friend had sent me a picture of a sticky note that Brené wrote with 4 quick messages on it. And it said, "Hitting the wall is real. Hard days suck. There's nothing wrong with us, and we're going to be okay." And there was just something so reassuring about receiving that from another mom in my position. And I think in our daily lives right now, you know, it's hard because we don't have those connection points in person for our friends to have the opportunity to tell us, "Hey, what's up? Like, you're doing great. Come on, you've got this." You know, when we're at home and we're isolated and we're working and we're parenting, we just don't have as many of those touch points. So I was so grateful for that virtual touch point, that reminder from Brené via my TriDelta friend. And I think that it was just a great reminder to not be so hard on ourselves and to remember the enormously unusual circumstances that we're all facing right now. And it was just so helpful to have another working mom remind me that I was doing great. And I felt compelled to pay that forward, which is what inspired the article.
I love it. Well, now we're going to pay it forward for a lot of moms out there. So let's just start with you're all doing great. We're all going to be okay.
Exactly.
So let's jump into your 3 for You content and the 3 ideas that you have. And the first one is you're kind of tossing out the idea of work-life balance and recommending more that we all know our limits right now. Talk more about that.
Yes, I've always been in the balance is bogus camp.
Okay.
I think that COVID times certainly illuminate this notion because our homes are now our offices and our daycare centers, and we're working right next to our significant others. And yeah. I just find this to be more true than ever. And I think it is great when people think or have this plan or this idea to determine what physical space is going to be their office and where they're going to get work done and what their hours are going to look like. And I have just found that for myself and for my family, that is not our reality right now, and balance doesn't exist. Initially, right, I set up my own working space and it was a no kid zone, a no husband zone. And I found that to be really challenging. And since this has all begun, I've been known to take important work calls in the cloffice, which is the closet office, because it is the only space that I can deem safe. Right. I will have total complete silence. And I also had to get over my initial feeling of embarrassment or that feeling like I was doing it wrong if my 3-year-old popped up in the background of a Zoom meeting.
Right.
And just that.
That kind of stuff's so much easier, so much more tolerated now, I feel like. It's just like, let it go.
And what I find is that people on your team, even if they don't have kids, it's often like the much needed, levity or point of humor in the meeting that just humanizes everything and kind of brings people back down. So again, for me, this separation or this perfect balance between home time and family time is really non-existent right now for us. And I'm learning to be okay with that and really focusing on, what we can control and what does work for my professional life and my family life might change by the hour, and that's okay. I think a lot of that too comes back to just the idea of balancing our time, which I think, again, is very hard to compartmentalize right now. There are just certain times of the day that are not going to be conducive for me putting out my best work. But there's also going to be certain times of the day where, i.e. from 1 to 3 when my kid is sleeping, I know that I can protect that time. I can take important calls. I can work on that strategic project. So I'm trying to meet my family where they are, my team where they are, myself where I'm at, to find those times and also understand where the limits exist. So again, when all this began, I was like, okay, I am going to wake up at 5. I'm going to jump right into my email. I'm going to make sure I get that big project done before the workday even starts. And that lasted for 3 days because I was starting to burn out. It wasn't realistic, to then turn my computer back on in the evenings to try to catch up. So just coming back to this idea that every day might look a little different. It's not going to seem balanced, so to say, and really knowing what your limits are that day or that hour, and honoring that to hopefully prevent potential burnout.
I love that. And I know I can relate to it. Just days have not gone as planned at all. I had a series of bulletin boards that were on the wall. Then I had whiteboards that are on the wall. Now we use nothing. We're just like trying to get through each day. And as a control freak and a perfectionist, self-admitted, it's hard to let these things go and decide that, okay, this is just going to be like this for today. Yeah. And that's okay.
And I think to that point of, and you mentioned this earlier, people are just more gracious than ever and people really are understanding. I do think a silver lining of this time is that we have the opportunity as women and as leaders to bring our whole selves to the workplace. And it is all out there right now. And in some ways, I think that's serving our teams and women in the workforce in general really well. And again, people are seeing that some days are going to be great work days. Some days are going to be great family or parenting days.
Right.
And it's not always going to be perfectly balanced, and that's okay.
Yeah, we just have to be okay with it and let it go. Yeah. So the other thing you wanted to talk about was this focus on strong beginnings and endings to the day. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
So when this all started, I have a confession to make. I was totally the mom that everybody now makes fun of on Instagram, because I began quarantine with those, you know, daily color-coded schedules for my three-year-old, where I would integrate my work responsibilities and cross-reference my husband's schedule and, you know, ensure fine motor skills and emotional cognitive development, you know. And it was just so unrealistic and truly lasted for, you know,
yeah,
30
it's
minutes.
It's in the same place where my bulletin boards and whiteboards are. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. They're there together. The next thing I knew, you know, my only way to really get through the day as a parent and to keep up with my work and truthfully maintain my sanity was to enlist the help of our Manny, Daniel Tiger, and our nanny, Peppa Pig.
Right.
And I was lamenting with one of my Tri-Delta working mom friends, Katie Spell-Hambrick, who she and I were just, we had had it. We felt so guilty, and the guilt was just eating us alive of, oh my gosh, our girls are getting so much screen time and, you know, we're going to ruin them forever. And just as we were kind of commiserating together about this, she had come across a hilarious and much appreciated video from Glennon Doyle, who was lamenting about how this is not the time or season in our lives as parents to be rigid about something like TV time. And, you know, we can't be beating ourselves up. And from this, there was this idea of having really strong beginnings to your day and really strong ends to the day, and knowing that there might be a lot of in between that might be a little bit ugly or not as perfect or as ideal as we would like it to be. And so we really adopted that. And for our family, that's really meant, you know, when we wake up in the morning, that is family together time. And from 6:30 until 8, you know, we're really trying not to jump into work or open our computers or looking at email on our phones. And we're just focusing on each other. And we have our morning routine of getting ready for the day and having breakfast together. And then same thing at the end of the day. So from 5:30 to 7, you know, the phones go on the charger, we're taking time to get outside, we're making and eating dinner together, and just knowing that we can look forward to those strong beginnings and strong ends to the day as a family unit has served us really well. And then in between, there's just a whole lot of grace and very low expectations.
Right. My manies are named Fortnite and Minecraft.
Excellent.
I love this idea, though. I've actually heard also, we had another sister who did a podcast with us, and she talked about how sort of mentally important she called it the Mr. Rogers routine. Mm-hmm. Is where you get up, get dressed, sort of start your day fresh, and then someday you put it away, no matter how ugly it's been during that middle time.
Exactly.
Take the bar off. Put it away, mm-hmm. You know, sort of end your day. And so I think there's double sort of help for, I think that's a double help. I think mentally it's good for you to have that routine. And I also love this idea of like, let's not overly worry about what happens in the middle. Let's focus on starting and finishing strong. And that feels doable in this time, I think.
Yes. Yes.
I love that. The last tip or idea we're going to talk about is resilience. And you actually view resilience as a muscle. I'm hoping that doesn't mean more exercise for me, because we're going to talk about that. But why don't you talk a little bit about resilience?
Sure. So first, I joke with this same group of friends all the time that physical fitness has not been the optimal priority like it should be during these long days. But we know for sure that we have all been building our resiliency muscles. And this topic is just timely for me because through my professional role at JB Training, we're actually building a new virtual learning course right now that's all about how to keep calm and carry on and maintain resilience as a leader. So this is really timely for me and something I'm thinking a lot about in my personal life too. And when I think about building that resiliency muscle, that takes shape as first having a growth mindset. So really choosing and being intentional and challenging ourselves because it's hard. to look forward and not back. So just like Brené's quote that we had shared at the beginning here, you know, this is our first time working and parenting simultaneously during a global pandemic. We're going to learn a lot and we're going to grow a lot. And when this time passes, and it will pass, you know, I really want to look back and I want to realize and recognize how much I've learned and, you know, what specifically have I learned about my team at work and our company and our agility? And what have I learned about my family and those relationships? And hopefully I'll learn a lot about myself too. So I think having that growth mindset can be powerful. Also maintaining this focus on an internal locus of control. So obviously right now there are a million external factors that we cannot control.
Right.
We cannot control when our stay at home or safer at home order is going to be lifted. We cannot control the day-to-day demands that our work or our family are going to bring our way, but there's a lot of things that we can control. And for me, it feels very good and very easy to remain in that resilient space when I'm focusing on those things. So I can control my attitude and how I respond to things that happen. I can control making sure that my team really feels supported and that my daughter and husband feel loved. And I can control that we have our favorite foods for dinner and something to look forward to at the end of every day. So again, these things may seem vague or small, but even just, again, recognizing what you can control and focusing on that can do so much for your resilience. With that, avoiding these traps of permanence and spiraling, and I think this one is hard. Because there have been days where I have uttered the words like, we're all doomed. No. really reminding ourselves that this is temporary and it is not forever. And I know it doesn't feel that way right now, but there can and will be an endpoint. Even just bringing that back of, you know, a bad meeting at work doesn't mean I have to have a bad attitude toward my husband at our next interaction. A bad parenting moment doesn't mean that, you know, the entire project that I'm working on at work is suddenly doomed. So trying to compartmentalize some of those things and just avoiding those traps of permanence of, you know, one bad thing happening and then your day or week or month is ruined. And then lastly, and this really comes back to the impotence of why we're even talking today and how this article came to be, but I think the most resilient people work hard to maintain connections that are important to them. And this is where TriDelta really has been so important to me. You know, I know who in my network and in my friend group I need to reach out to when I'm feeling like I'm in a funk or when I need a pep talk or when I'm feeling nervous or if I want, you know, very specific advice on something or if I just want to laugh, you know, right. I know who to go to. And I think especially when we're isolated like this, it's so important to just go out of your way to continue to foster and maintain these connections.
I cannot agree more. I think this is a great time to connect with your sisters and find those common areas of struggle and laugh and share about them and just to rely on other people. I had a day recently where my oldest, who really struggles in school and does not like school, tore up every piece of paper that had to do with his schoolwork and like threw it on the floor. And I took a picture and sent it to my friends. This is my day. This is how it's going here. And I could have sat in that dark place by myself and just been depressed that like, this is my reality. But I took the picture and shared it and, you know, really helped me sort of connect with them. And I was, you know, we'll go back to Brené Brown. I was vulnerable. Like, hey, this is not going well for me. Right. And they laughed and offered to bring wine and, you know, everybody sort of jumped in on how can I support you through this? That must be really hard. And I think it's helpful just to share the good and the bad moments.
Yes.
As we go through them.
And good for you, because I'm sure in that moment it felt so much better to laugh and just commiserate with friends than to spiral alone about how you were, you know, in this horrible place.
I'm a terrible mom. He's not learning anything. I mean, there's so many places you can go from that, you know. Exactly. But yeah, we all just laughed about it.
And I love it.
So yeah, I think it's important. This has been so helpful. Thank you for joining us today. I want our listeners to know where they can find you, more about you, and tune into what you're up to at JB Training Solutions. Where can they find you?
Thank you so much for that. You can visit jbtrainingsolutions.com. And on LinkedIn, we also have what we are calling our Make Work Better movement, where we're constantly just sharing different tips and resources to help you make work better right now in these, you know, COVID times, but also, you know, if you're looking for tips as a leader and how to support your team, or if you're preparing for a virtual high stakes presentation for the first time, we have tons and tons of tips there that will help you navigate and build up some of those power business skills.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. We so appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
So thanks to Allison, and thanks to all of our listeners for being with us today. This has been a really timely and helpful 3 for You topic. We hope everybody out there is staying safe, staying home, following whatever the guidelines are in your area. We also want to say a big, huge thank you to all the TriDeltas who are healthcare workers or law enforcement workers or teachers or just are under a huge amount of stress trying to get us all through this. We really appreciate you, and our thoughts and Delta love go out to you. If you like this 3 for You experience, you can find a lot more of these at tridelta.org/3for You. There are some fun new podcast series coming soon as well. One where you will get to meet 3 of our most exceptional women who are seniors this year, graduating, as we celebrate that class and try to help them sort of regain some of the fun that they lost being a senior this year. We're going to celebrate 3 of our seniors in a podcast series. So I hope you'll tune into that. And then this summer, we're going to be launching a Distinguished Deltas podcast series where we highlight and get to know more of the amazing women in our sisterhood. So stay tuned for that. Please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. We like 5-star ratings, even though the 3 stars are in our badge. Thank you for talking TriDelta with us today. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.